Sunday night in Rafah, to the south of Gaza, Palestinians were in time for a new episode of the Israeli aggression. While it was affirmative that there was no violence or military activity going on in the area, an Israeli airstrike targeted Palestinians. This aggression continued Monday morning when the Israeli artillery targeted various locations in Khan Yunis.
I was standing in front of my house as usual, and there were two men with a motorbike standing 10 meters away. Suddenly, an explosion happened, and I got injured. I had shrapnel all over my back, my shoulder, my arm, and my leg. There was absolutely no military activity in the area whatsoever.
The 7-year-old Mushir was also injured in the attacks, and his confused looks were very expressive. But he was not the only child injured in these attacks.
This Israeli escalation injured 15 Palestinians. The airstrike on Rafah injured 10 civilians, including 5 children and a mother with her baby. Two of the people injured in this strike sustained critical injuries. The artillery attacks injured 5 Palestinians and one of them was critically injured.
This mosque was one of the targets. The attacks also forced the evacuation of some Palestinian schools across Gaza. Israel claimed it targeted two members of global jihadist groups, but analysts say there is another possible explanation for this escalation.
It seems to me that the latest Israeli aggression against the Gaza Strip is intended to preserve the Israeli deterrence against the Palestinian resistance groups. And I also believe that Israel is probably going into an early election, and Prime Minister Netanyahu is trying to improve his image within his contenders inside Israel.
This aggression caused retaliation by the Palestinian resistance groups by throwing homemade projectiles on parts of Israel close to Gaza, yet no injuries were reported. Meanwhile, Palestinians are worried and cautious about continued escalation by Israel in the coming days. Palestinians say that Israel, through these attacks, showed once again that it's not concerned with peace and stability in the region. Mazen Naim, Press TV, Gaza.